Governor Peter Shumlin has vowed to make Vermont the first state in the country to adopt a single-payer health care system, but after his near defeat in last week's election, the Democratic governor appears to be backing away from that pledge. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has more.
The promise of single-payer health care has been a huge part of Peter Shumlin's political identity. From the kickoff of his inaugural gubernatorial campaign in 2010 to the launch of his latest reelection bid this fall, his rhetoric has been unwavering. Here he was addressing supporters in September.
We are moving forward on the nation's first single-payer health care system that contains cost, takes the burden off of employers, and simplifies the system for all Vermonters. I was elected to get tough things done, and this may well be the toughest, but I will not rest until it is done.
Then came the election, when the incumbent very nearly lost his job to a GOP challenger that tapped into a deep vein of anti-Shumlin sentiment. And literally overnight, the governor began recalibrating his message on single payer. The day after the election, reporters asked Shumlin about the future of what had been his cornerstone policy agenda. And he offered them this.
So I think it's incumbent upon all of us to take the information from this election, loud and clear message, and evaluate every assumption we've made to make sure we're getting it right. That's what I pledge to do.
It was perhaps the first time the governor did not use a question about single payer to launch into his well-worn case for its necessity. And it's quite a turnabout for a man often dubbed the pro-single-payer governor. Dustin DeGree is a former aide to Republican Governor James Douglas, who rode the GOP wave to a victory in a Senate race in Franklin County. He says Shumlin would be right to read the results of the election as a rebuke of single-payer.
I think if anything, the governor's race was a referendum on single-payer. I hope that it means that we can actually sit down at the table and have an honest conversation about how we can make healthcare more accessible and more affordable without having to, you know, talk about single payer every time we do it.
Single payer advocates say that's a misinterpretation of Tuesday's results. Peter Sterling is the head of the pro-single payer group Vermont Leads. Sterling says candidates who support publicly funded healthcare did better on the whole than those who oppose it.
Many, many single payer candidates won for office in Hardwick, in Bennington, in Burlington, in Winooski, in Barrie. I mean, I could go on.
And Sterling says that if Peter Shumlin had pursued single payer more vigorously, then left-leaning voters would have turned out to thank him. Nearly 50,000 fewer Vermonters voted in 2014 than in 2010. Sterling says it's the disaffected single payer proponents that decided to sit this one out.
I think when we look back at last session, maybe the decision not to release the financing package or the benefit package before this election will be thought of as one that could have been done differently. I think once we can tell Vermonters, this is how much single payer is going to cost you, this is what you're going to get, I think we'll see increased public support for it.
Shumlin is required by law to submit a financing package for single payer by January. It remains to be seen how vigorously he'll urge lawmakers to support it. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld in Montpelier.